Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation Sports presents high school basketball.
Amherst 0 of 3 from downtown. Now the steal is made. Uncontested layup. Katie Klingelhofer puts it up and in. First bucket for Katie. 7 in a row for Amherst.
Today it's live coverage of the Nebraska State Championships from the Bob Devaney Sports Center in Lincoln. High school basketball on ESPN Radio is brought to you by the ESPN Sports Club.
And the rebound is brought down by Jamie Kissinger. Up the floor they come. Baseline Nelson, back out Kissinger, reverse it over to Hollinger. One dribble it into the corner to Bauer. Good back cut underneath the Kissinger, and she'll lay it up and in.
Six programs will hoist a state title trophy today, and you can hear every game right here on ESPN Superstation. It's time to crown a champion. But first, the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to the Bob Devaney Sports Center in Lincoln right after this from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech@yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Ed, good afternoon. Welcome back to the Bob Devaney Sports Center. Championship Saturday here for the Girls State High School Basketball Tournament. We've got the Class B State Championship coming up next year on ESPN Radio. It'll pit the top-seeded Seward Blue Jays. They are number one in the state of Nebraska in Class B, taking on the Beatrice Lady Orange. They come in as the number three seed here in the state tournament. Seward, so much tradition there for the Seward Blue Jays. They have won the last three state championships in 2009, 2010, and 2011. In fact, they have won 100 games in a row. That is climbing up the chart here. 111 is the record in the state of Nebraska for consecutive wins held by Guardian Angels Central Catholic, a team that has just won the Class D1 state championship a couple of minutes ago. As the Seward chasing that record, and right now they're chasing their fourth consecutive state championship, but they'll see a team today in the Lady Orange out of Beatrice. They come in with a mark of 18 wins and 4 losses on the season. These two teams have already played during the regular season, and Seward was able to beat Beatrice earlier this year by the score of 43-32. You're listening to the New Tech Seeds pregame show here today on ESPN Radio, brought to you by New Tech Seeds, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. We'll take a timeout, check the starting lineups right after this. You're listening to the Girls State High School Basketball Tournament on ESPN Radio.
For physical rehab, many times therapeutic pool exercises are prescribed. But here's the problem. You have to get wet. With the new anti-gravity therapy treadmill at Family Physical Therapy, you can still get the low-impact benefit of a pool, but you stay dry, and your therapist can closely watch your progress, and you can't fall. Used by Walter Reed Hospital and the U.S. Olympic team, the Alter-G anti-gravity treadmill is something you need to talk to your doctor or therapist about. Or call Family Physical Therapy for a free demonstration. Log on to alterg.com. to see a video.
All right, back at the Bob Devaney Sports Center in Lincoln, getting sent for our third game of the day here on ESPN Radio. It is the Class B State Championship between undefeated Seward and the Beatrice Lady Orange here this afternoon. The other two games completed earlier, it was Sandy Creek winning the Class C1 State Championship as they beat Minden by a score of 51-45. They score the final 7 points of the ball game to claim the state championship. Meanwhile, Guardian Angels Central Catholic, they scored the final 9 points of their ball game, and they beat Humphrey to win the Class D1 state championship in a preceding final game before this one, 49-43. Later on today, it's 4:30. It's a Class C2 state championship game between Crofton and Lutheran High Northeast. At 6:30 tonight, the Class A state championship between Omaha Central and Lincoln Southeast. And at 8:30 tonight, the Class D2 state championship as Howells will take on Why Not. We've got all six state championships for you this weekend here on ESPN Radio, and we'll do it again next Saturday with the boys state high school basketball tournament here in the capital city. Your starting lineups today are brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Your lifestyle, your bank, and your solution is Five Points Bank, taking care of customers one person at a time. Five Points Bank, the better bank. For the Seward Blue Jays, again, their record is sitting at 25 wins and no losses on the season. They have won 100 games in a row. Seward has beaten McCook and Norris here during the Girls State High School Basketball Tournament. They beat McCook on Thursday by a score of 71-50. The game was not that close, as Seward got into a huge lead and kind of coasted there in the second half, and they finally win by 21 points. In fact, at one time, they had a 50-8 lead over McCook in that ball game on Thursday. Then they came back yesterday in the semifinals and beat Norris by the score of 45-31. Your starting lineup will look like this. Hannah Taverde is a 5-foot inch junior. Taverde is averaging 15.6 points and 4 rebounds per ball game. Taylor Wissing is a 5-foot 7-inch senior. She's averaging 9 points and 2.6 rebounds per game. Beth Oslowski is a 5-foot 6-inch senior. She is averaging 12.5 points and 5 rebounds per game. She'll play college ball next year at Fort Hays State. For Tony Hobson, the former Hastings College women's basketball coach down here at Fort Hays State. It'll be Katie Hughes also getting a start, a 5'10" and senior. She is averaging 4.3 points and 6.6 rebounds per game. Then Courtney Zaginaw. Zaginaw is a 6'2" junior, is averaging 13 points and 6.2 rebounds per ball game. Seward is a team that is averaging 68.9 points per ball game on offense. They're giving up 34.9 on the defensive end, making their 11th appearance here in the Girls State High School Basketball Tournament with state championships in 2009, 2010, and 2011. They were runner-up in 1997. That's your starting lineups for Seward. Starting lineups for the Lady Orange out of Beatrice as they try to stop this streak here this afternoon. They will go with Taylor Osborne, a 5'4" sophomore, who's averaging 1.9 points and 2 rebounds per game. Hannah Barnard is a 5'7" junior, averaging 9 points and 2.5 rebounds per game. Alicia Armstrong is their leading scorer, a 5'11" senior, averaging 17 points and 6 rebounds per game. Jill Faxon is a 5'10" junior, averaging 9 points and 5.3 rebounds per game. And Chantel Adams is the other starter, a 5'7" junior, averaging 6 points and 3 rebounds per ball game. Beatrice, a team that is averaging 51.9 points per ball game on offense. They're giving up 35.9 on the defensive end. They're making their 9th appearance here in the Girls State High School Basketball Tournament. They have not won a state title in their school's history. They did finish runner-up in 2005 and 2007. Beatrice, so far during the state tournament, they beat Grand Island Northwest on Thursday by a score of 51-34. Then in the semifinals yesterday, they downed Gretna by a score of 47-41. The Beatrice with 4 losses so far this year. They've dropped one to a Norfolk Catholic 51-50 during the regular season. We mentioned the Seward loss 43-32 about halfway through the year. And then they've dropped their final 2 games of the year, losing to Waverly 48-37 and then losing to Crete by a score of 60-50. So Beatrice into the state tournament as a wild card team here in Class B. However, they have moved on into the state championship ball game here this afternoon against Seward. Your starting lineups today brought to you by Five Points Bank, your community bank. That means they invest in assets locally, make decisions locally, and also take the time to know you. Five Points Bank, the better bank, truly cares about what's in it for you. So we're set to go the Class B state championship ball game for you today here on ESPN Radio. By the way, the Nebraska men's basketball team is playing today in Minneapolis against Minnesota. They've got 2 minutes and 21 seconds to play in that ball game, and Minnesota is leading the Huskers by a score of 77-60. Minnesota 77, Nebraska 60 in men's college basketball. We're set to go. It is Seward and Beatrice for you today here on ESPN Radio. Seward dressed in the blue jerseys, trimmed and lettered in the yellow. Beatrice is going to be dressed in their white uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the orange and the black. And Beatrice controls the opening tip, and right away, here's a steal. There's a steal by Boslowski as she comes into the forecourt. She's going to be a load to handle here for the Seward Blue Jays, or rather for the Beatrice defense here. Boslowski roaming the ball out here. She moves it down to the left side, moves it down in the corner. There's a long-range jumper from three. It is going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Beatrice. That's Taylor Osborne with a rebound there for the Lady Orange as they come back up the floor here. Just underway, the Class B state championship ball game today here on ESPN Radio. Here's Adams driving to the hole. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good, and a foul is going to be called. Chantel Adams taking the ball right to the hole there for Beatrice, and she is fouled in the play. Taylor Wissing picks up the personal foul for Seward. That's going to be her first and the first team foul on the Jays. Going to the free throw line will be Chantel Adams for Beatrice, and her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. She is averaging 6 points and 3.4 rebounds per game. She misses on her first free throw attempt here this afternoon. Chantel Adams will toe the mark for her second free throw. The shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. The rebound comes to the near side. It's going to be grabbed here, but it goes out of bounds. Giving chase was Hannah Taverde. She couldn't get there. It goes out of bounds right here in front of the Meteor Row here on the near sideline. It's going to be Beatrice playing the ball in right in front of us. That's going to be Adams with the ball. Bounce pass comes inside to Alicia Armstrong. She is the leading scorer, averaging 17 points per ball game. Armstrong goes over to Osborne on the wing on the left side, gives it away now to a Jill Faxon trying to penetrate down the left side of the lane. Double team goes up for the shot anyway. It's going to be no good. Ball is loose, picked up by Jill Faxon underneath the hole, and she scores. So she misses her first shot, gets the offensive board, picks up the trash in the lane, and scores. And Beatrice is out on top of the Seward Blue Jays by a score of 2-0 here in the ball game. Here's Boslavsky with the ball, gives it away. Hannah Taverdi out here in three-point territory. Taverdi working, goes over on the right sideline again to Boslavsky, takes it down on the baseline. She's going to be tied up on the play. A jump ball is going to be called. Jump ball called down there. Best. Boslavsky goes to the hole there for Seward. She is tied up. The possession arrow is pointing in favor of the Jays. So Seward will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own bucket. Boslavsky looking to play things in way outside to get it out here to a Taylor Wissing. Wissing dribbling on the ball, comes on the near sideline now. That's a Zajnaw. Zajnaw takes the ball into the lane. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Too hard, and the rebound comes down to a Chantel Adams now for Beatrice. Here come the Lady Orange back the other way. Alicia Armstrong has got the ball. Leaves it over here in the wing on the right side to Taylor Osborne. Taylor goes cross-court over there on the left side to Barnard. Gets it inside. Here's a shot up by Faxon. It's going to be no good. And now we got a foul call on the rebound. Beatrice got a good look there right in front of the hole. Jill Faxon couldn't convert. Now a personal foul is going to be called here on the Lady Orange. It's going to go on Faxon. That's going to be her first foul. The first team foul called on Beatrice here in this first half of play. Just underway. Class B state championship ball game for you today here on ESPN Radio. 2-0 is the score. Beatrice has got the lead over the undefeated Seward Blue Jays here this afternoon. Hannah Taverdi to Boslavsky. Goes inside. That's going to be a shot taken there by Kate Hughes, and she has it knocked out of bounds. A block shot there. Kate Hughes had the ball. Well, they got some big girls inside with Hughes and also Zajnaw. Hughes has that one blocked out of bounds, so Seward will play things in. They get it inside again to Hughes. She goes up with a shot, and she's going to be hammered there. A foul on the Beatrice Orange. And the personal is going to go on Alicia Armstrong. That's going to be her first. Team foul number two on the Lady Orange. And going to the free throw line for Seward is going to be Kate Hughes. Hughes is averaging 4.3 points and 6.6 rebounds per ball game. Her first free throw is up there. It's going to be no good. Foul for the right side, no good. Hughes has scored 10 points so far here in the girls' state tournament. Had 7 in the ball game against McCook on Thursday. Then came back with 3 points last night in the win over Norris in the semifinals. 2-0 is the score. Beatrice has got the lead. Here's the next shot. It's up there. It's good. So finally, Seward gets on the scoreboard. 2-1 is the score now. Beatrice with the lead over the number one ranked Seward Blue Jays. And now we got a traveling double dribble violation in backcourt. Second turnover on Beatrice. Lady Orange will definitely have to keep their turnovers under control here today. Cannot give Seward too many opportunities or they'll blow you right out of here. The Seward Blue Jays averaging 68.9 points per ball game on offense. Here's a Hannah Taverdi with the ball out here in three-point territory. She is the leading scorer on the team, averaging 15.6 points per ball game. Has not scored yet in this one. Here's a Taylor Wissing to a Boslavsky on the right sideline. Moves it into the lane. Jump pass comes over here to Taverdi. Shot for three is up there. Rims off, no good. And the rebound comes down to Beatrice. Here's Alicia Armstrong with the ball. It's knocked loose in backcourt. It's still loose. Now we got a foul called back here. Big pile up in backcourt. We've got a personal foul called here. It's going to go on Beatrice. So a personal foul here on the Lady Orange is going to go on Jill Faxon. That's going to be your second personal foul. Team foul number three on the Orange. So Beatrice sending a couple of subs in there now. Coming into the ball game is going to be Jamie Senderberg. Senderberg comes in there, a 5'6" senior. Also coming in for the, have another substitute coming in there for Seward as well. Checking into the ball game for the Blue Jays is going to be Taylor Seaman, a 5'8" junior. So Seward is trailing here in the ballgame to Beatrice. The score is 2-1, just underway here in the Class B State Championship ballgame from the Bob Devaney Sports Center. 5.5 minutes to play here in the first quarter. Here's Hannah Taverdi, jumps back, a three-pointer thrown up there, in and out, no good. And the rebound comes down to Taylor Burr. Burr into the ballgame down for Beatrice, gets the ball ahead. Here comes Chantel Adams with the ball, left side of the lane, kicks it back out here at the top of the key. A three-pointer thrown up there to Barnard is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Taylor Wissing, runs it back the other way, 1-on-2. Wissing says, whoops, we'll hold things up here. Comes back out into 3 points there. Tori Boslavsky drives it down left side of the lane, out to Hannah Taverdi. Taverdi dribbling with the ball, trying to penetrate inside, kicks it down in the corner. Shot for three is up there. It's off of the mark, no good by Taylor Seaman. And the rebound comes down here to Alicia Armstrong. Armstrong has got the ball now for Beatrice. As she comes into the forecourt, Seward playing a tough man-to-man defense. Armstrong gets the ball into the hands of Chantel Adams. Bounce pass down on the baseline. They get it down there to Barnard. Her pass is going to be deflected. Now we got a jump ball call down here. Trying to get the ball to Taylor Burr. She got it, but she was signed up immediately on the play there by Seward. Getting her hands in there was Taylor Wissing of the Blue Jays. So we got a jump ball call here. The arrow is pointing in favor of Beatrice, so we'll stay right here. The Orange will keep things in from underneath their own basket. Barnard has got the ball. Bounce pass comes right side of the lane. That's Chantel Adams. She goes up there. Her shot's going to be no good. And the rebound is going to be poked out here. It's going to be picked up here by Boslowski. Into the forecourt. Now to Taverdi for three. Shot is up there. In and out. No good. Rebound comes down to Hannah Barnard. Coming back the other way for Beatrice. Leads the break. Gets the ball ahead to Sunderberg. Sunderberg can't go for the shot and circles back around to the far sideline. Now takes off toward the goal. Still can't penetrate. Comes out to Chantel Adams. Comes across the top. Now to Hannah Barnard. Barnard working here on the right side of the lane, hands it away. That's going to be Alicia Armstrong with the ball. Armstrong having problems with the dribble, picks it up and gets it over to Chantel Adams. Adams goes over to Stenderberg on the wing, jump pass to the top of the key. Barnard's three is up there and in. Hannah Barnard hitting a three-pointer there for Beatrice, and the Orange are out on top by a score of 5-1 here over number one-ranked Seward. In the first quarter, they feed the ball inside. That's Zajnal. Kicks it back down in the corner. There's a shot taken by Seaman from three-point territory. No good. Rebound comes down to Taverdi, and now we got a whistle and a reaching-in foul called here on the Orange. 3:45 to play in the first quarter. 5-1 is the score. Beatrice with the lead over Seward here this afternoon. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Chantel Adams. That's going to be her first. Team foul number four on the Lady Orange here in the first quarter of play. And now Beatrice wants to call a timeout. We've got a timeout, the Class B state championship ball game for you today here on ESPN Radio. 3:45 remaining in the first quarter. It's Beatrice 5, Seward 1.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
RC Tournament coverage on ESPN Radio brought to you in part by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center with locations in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Bertrand, Lexington, and Wood River. 5-1 to score. Beatrice with a lead here over top-ranked Seward in the Class B state championship ball game. Seward has got the ball on their offensive end. Oslowski has got it. She circles around down the right side of the lane, and now we got a traveling violation. Traveling violation called there on Boslowski. That's going to be her first turnover in the ball game for the Blue Jays. Beatrice will get it back. Minnesota has beaten the Nebraska men's basketball team today, 81-69 up in Minneapolis. So the miseries continue for Doc Sadler and the Huskers. Minnesota beating Nebraska today, 81-69. Final game of the regular season for the Huskers. They'll play in the Big Ten Conference Basketball Tournament this week. Here's Taylor Osborne, double-teamed along the baseline, has to get rid of it. Now the ball's going to be ripped out of there, taken away by Courtney Zajnaw. Third turnover on Beatrice. Here comes the Seward Blue Jays back the other way. That's Hannah Taverdi with the ball. Moves it over on the wing. That's a Courtney Zajnaw. She takes the ball to the goal. Her shot off the window is good. Courtney Zajnaw scoring there. She's averaging 13.6 points per ball game. Gets her first field goal here, and the Blue Jays are back to within 2 points. 5-3 is the score. We're in the first quarter here. Just behind the 3-minute mark, bringing the ball up for Beatrice is going to be Alicia Armstrong. Met there by Taverdi out here in three-point territory. Comes over to Taylor Osborne. Osborne dribbling the ball, gets it away to Chantel Adams. Dribbles it down the right side of the lane, goes for the goal. And shot is up there. It's no good, and she's fouled in the play. Chantel Adams will go to the free throw line here for the Beatrice Lady Orange. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Kate Hughes of Seward. That's going to be her first. So it's going to be Adams going to the free throw line. She has scored 19 points so far in the two state tournament games here in Lincoln. The shot from the free throw line is up on him. She is now 1 out of 3 from the stripe here in this first quarter of play. Into the ball game now for Beatrice. Coming in is going to be Jamie Sunderberg, averaging 1.8 points and 1.3 rebounds per ball game. She replaces Taylor Osborne here late in the first quarter. Second shot is up there. It is good by Chantel Adams. So now Beatrice has got a lead over Seward. The score is 7-3 in the Class B State Championship ball game. Here's Tana Taverdi with the ball. Hands it away out here. That's going to be Taylor Wissing. Brings it back to Taverdi. Left side of the lane down here. Takes it to the top of the key. Looking to penetrate. Can't do it. Back out to Wissing. 4-3. Shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. And the rebound comes down to Hannah Barnard for the Beatrice Lady Orange. So Beatrice comes back the other way. Barnard into the forecourt. Drives the ball against the Boslavski. Gets it away here to a Chantel Adams. Over on the wing on the left side to Barnard. Entry pass. They work it inside. There's a shot. Can be blocked down. Taylor Burr throwing up the shot. It's going to be blocked down here. It's picked up by Seward. Running back the other way. Seaman has got the ball. Seaman out to Taverdi. 4-3. Shot is going to be short. Rebound loose. Goes to the corner. It goes out of bounds. And it's going to be Beatrice basketball. So Seward, 1 out of 11 from the field so far in this ball game for just 9%. Beatrice just 2 out of 7 here in the first quarter so far for 28%. Neither team shooting the ball real well. In fact, Seward, out of those 11 shots, 8 of them are three-pointers. They're 0 out of 8 from three-point territory so far here in the first quarter of play. So it's going to be Beatrice inbounding the ball here in backcourt. 2:01 remaining in the first quarter. Beatrice out on top of Seward, a team that's won 100 games in a row. They are 7-3 is the score. Beatrice has got the lead. Seward is 25-0 so far this season, looking for win number 26 here this afternoon to win their fourth straight state championship with a trailing early in this ballgame. Sanderberg has got it deep in the corner on the right side, comes out here on the wing to Taylor Osborne, who's back into the ballgame. Down to Barnard over here on the right side of the wing. Sanderberg has got it. So a man-to-man defense for Seward. Here's Hannah Barnard, dribble penetration in the lane. Her shot is up there, good. Hannah Barnard scoring there. She's now got 5 points in the ballgame. And it's now a 9-3 ball game. Beatrice has got the lead. Hannah Taverdi deep in the corner of the right side. Dribbles away. Dribbles down to baseline. And a shot is up there. It's going to be no good. But a personal foul is going to be called here on Beatrice. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Taylor Osborne. That's going to be your first team foul, number 5, on the Orange here in the first quarter. Hannah Taverdi to the free throw line now for Seward. She puts it up there. And the shot good. Hannah Taverdi averaging 15.6 points per ball game so far this season, 4 rebounds per game. She has had games of 14-7 so far in the state tournament. Had 14 points the other day against McCook, had 7 in the win last night over Norris. Alicia Armstrong comes back into the ball game now for Beatrice. Boslavski also coming out of the ball game for Seward, and Sydney Wild comes into the ball game for the Jays. 1:24 to play here in the first quarter, and the shot from the free throw line by Hannah Taverdi is up there and in. So one field goal and 3 free throws so far for the Seward Blue Jays here in the first quarter. Now they attack in backcourt. They force a turnover. Ball's going to be taken down here by Hannah Taverdi. She drives into the goal. Her shot good. That's how fast Seward can score. They force a turnover here in backcourt. That's the 4th turnover on Beatrice. Hannah Taverdi gets the field goal. Just like that, Seward is back to within 2 points. 9-7 is the score. Beatrice has got the ball here. As they work it over here on the right side, Chantel Adams gets the ball in the hands now of Sunderberg. Hands it away to Taylor Osborne over here on the right wing. That's Chantel Adams with the ball again. Out here to the top of the key to Sunderberg. Good defense here by the Jays. Sunderberg has to get rid of it. She does. That's Adams with the ball down in the corner. Now to Taylor Osborne. Brings it up high at the top of the key. Flips it away to Sunderberg. Dribbles down the lane, and she loses control of the ball. It goes out of bounds. 5 turnovers now in Beatrice here in the ball game. Checking back in for the Orange is going to be Hannah Barnard. She's going to check back in there for Beatrice with 39.7 seconds to play in the first quarter. Jamie Sanderberg will check out. And now Seward can pull ahead here with a 3-point field goal. The Blue Jays are trailing in the ball game by the score of 9-7 here in this first quarter. As the Jays will play things in, Zajnaw will get it into Hannah Taverdi. And here come the Blue Jays now. Into the offensive scoring zone, trailing in the ball game by a score of 9-7. Down in the corner, Zajnaw for 3. Courtney Zajnaw hits a 3-pointer for the Jays, and Seward goes out on top now by a score of 10-9. Seward has scored the last 7 points here in this first quarter. Long pass down the floor. They get it to Taylor Osborne in the lane. There's a shot by Barnard. It's going to be blocked down by Zajnaw. The ball is loose. It comes out here into 3-point territory. It's picked up by the Lady Orange. Now driving to the hole is going to be Chantel Adams. Her shot is up and in. Chantel Adams hitting the field goal there. It's now an 11-10 ball game. And here's a shot taken by Boslavski as she drives to the hole. It's going to be no good. And that is the end of the first quarter of play. Beatrice has got the lead over the Seward Blue Jays here in the Class B State Championship ball game at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. The score after one is Beatrice 11, Seward 10.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's in Kearney now delivers.
Let me just share with you why every vehicle I buy has a Killian Motors tag on it. I'm very comfortable when I walk on the lot at Killian Motors because I know there are no price slicer guys going to try to haggle with me. No empty promises, only if I buy a selected model. It's service, honesty, fairness, no questions asked. When I bring it back to have it serviced at Killian's, I get my free oil changes just like they promised me, and I always leave there knowing they took great care of me. Can't put a price tag on that. Now you know why people come back time after time.
All right, back here at the Bob Devaney Sports Center in Lincoln, the Class B State Championship ball game for you this afternoon on ESPN Radio. A couple of games already in the books in case you missed them. Missed some good ball games earlier today. Sandy Creek beat Minden to win the Class C1 State Championship. Sandy Creek 51, Minden 45. Michaela Shaw and Ashley Harms 18 points apiece for the Cougars. Guardian Angels Central Catholic won in Class D1 as they beat Humphrey today. They scored the final 9 points of the ball game. 49-43 was the score in that one. So here's Seward with the ball. The Jays are trailing here on a score of 11-10 as we start this second quarter of play. Seward working with the ball in their offensive zone as they come over here on the left side to Boslowski. Dribble penetration to the goal. Her shot can be blocked down, but the foul is going to be called. Alicia Armstrong got the block, but also got charged with a personal foul. That's going to be her second. That's going to be Beth Boslowski going to the free throw line here for the Seward Blue Jays. Boslowski averaging 12.5 points per ball game. She has not scored so far today. She has had games of 9-17 so far here in the state tournament. And her first free throw is up there. It's going to be no good. She will play next year at Fort Hays State. Her former Hastings College coach, Tony Hobson, down there. Second shot is up there. It's going to be good by Beth Boslowski. And now we're tied up at 11 points apiece here early in the second quarter. Bringing the ball back is going to be Jill Faxon now for Beatrice. She's back into the ball game. Faxon trapped along the baseline. Bounce pass comes out here on the wing. Chantel Adams takes the ball to goal. Shot to be blocked down. Blocked down by a Seaman of Seward. Right into the hands of Boslowski. Comes into the forecourt. Traverti deep in the corner to the left side. Back out of the wing. That's Wissing. Her shot is up there. It's going to be short. Rebound picked up on the hop here in the lane by Beatrice. Coming back the other way. It's going to be chipped here. It's going to be saved by Seward. A turnover on Beatrice. Saved here right in front of the scorer's table. Boslowski is down in the corner now to Seaman. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Chantel Adams down for Beatrice. So the shooting woes continue for Seward. They're just 3 out of 15 in the ball game so far. But we're tied up at 11 points apiece. Here's Beatrice with the ball down in the corner. We got a jump ball going to be called here. Alicia Armstrong wrestled to the hardwood there by Boslowski of Seward. The possession arrow is pointing in favor of Beatrice, though, so we'll stay right here. The Orange will play things in here on the near sideline. Class B State Championship ball game for you today here on ESPN Radio. Taylor Burr comes into the ball game now for Beatrice. Checking out will be Taylor Osborne. Beatrice will play things in right in front of us here. It's going to be Hannah Barnard blowing it in. Out to a Jill Faxon out here in three-point territory. Faxon driving the ball to the left side. Hands the ball away on the wing. That's Armstrong. Dribbles into the lane. Her shot is up there. No good, but she's hacked on the arm. And Alicia Armstrong go to the free throw line now for Beatrice. So a personal foul whistled there. It's going to go on Zaginaw. That's going to be her first. Team foul number 3 on Seward. And the shot from the free throw line is going to be up there and in. We'll have another free throw coming up here. It's now a 12-11 ball game. As Armstrong hits her first one. Here comes the second one. It's up there. It rattles out of there. No good. Rebound comes down to Zaginaw. So 12-11 to score. The Orange out on top of the Blue Jays here. Seward has got the ball. Beth Boslowski comes into the offensive zone again. Man-to-man defense here for Beatrice. She takes her to the hole, and it's not going to be up there. It's going to be blocked down, but a personal foul is going to be called here on Barnard. Beth Boslowski going right to the hole there for Seward against Hannah Barnard. And Hannah picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her first. The seventh team foul now on the orange here in this first half of play. So going to the free throw line is going to be Beth Boslowski. Hit one out of two there just seconds ago, and this one is up there. It's good. She'll get one more. Beth Boslowski will toe the mark here. Head of the ball game now is going to be Taylor Seaman for Seward. And going out is going to be Kate Hughes. So it's going to be Boslowski back to the free throw line for her second one. It's up there, and the shot is good. So she drains a couple of free throws. And now Seward has the lead again. 13-12 is the score. We're in the second quarter, 6:20 to play here from the Bob Devaney Sports Center. Bringing the ball up the other way is going to be Jill Faxon. Comes to the near sideline. She is double-teamed, throws it down the near sideline. It is loose. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Seward basketball. Beatrice tried to save it, but they were out of bounds here right in front of the media row. So it's going to be a turnover on the orange. That's going to be their seventh turnover here in this first half of play. And Seward will come back with the ball now. Handed to Verdi, who's got it down the dribble. Moves it to the left side of the lane. She's open, takes the three-pointer. Shot's way off of the mark, no good. It goes out of bounds. An air ball thrown up there by Hannah Taverdi. You don't see that very often. 1 out of 12 now for Seward from three-point range here in the first quarter. They're just 3 out of 16 from the field, but yet the Blue Jays have the lead here over Beatrice by the score of 13-12. Pressure here in backcourt. Beatrice breaks it. Here's Jill Faxon. Comes into the offensive scoring zone. Now she's double-teamed over here on the near side. Dribbles away. Out near the 10-second line. Goes over to Chantel Adams on the wing. She drives into the goal, and she's fouling the play. Just a suffocating defense here for the Seward Blue Jays in the first couple of quarters here against the Beatrice Orange. But a personal foul is going to be whistled here on Beatrice, or rather on the Seward. And going to the free throw line will be Beatrice, a free throw line. Chantel Adams, her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. She'll get one more. Zaginaw picks up that last personal foul there. Second one is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound is loose left side of the lane, and it's going to be a jump ball. Nope, now a foul is going to be called here. Personal foul is going to be called on the Seward on the rebound. It's going to go Beth Boslowski. That's going to be her first. And that's going to be the 15th foul in the Blue Jays. So no free throws. Beatrice will get the inbound the ball here underneath her own basket. That's a Barnard as she gets it in the corner there. That's Jill Faxon with the ball. Faxon stops after dribbling once. Now she's got to get rid of it. She does. Barnard has got it now. Comes out in three-point territory. As Seward is in a man-to-man defense. She takes her inside. There's a shot up there. No good. Gets her own rebound. Barnard comes down with it there for Beatrice. Dribbles down in the corner. Gets it outside the ring. Now to Jill Faxon. She dribbles in the lane, puts up a shot. It's up there, no good. The ball tapped out, and it's finally picked up by the Jays. Beth Boslowski has got the ball now for Seward. She runs it back the other way. Right-handed dribble into the offensive zone. Comes over to Taverdi. She goes to the goal. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball tapped out of bounds, and it's going to be Beatrice ball. 5:02 to play. Girls High School basketball coverage from the state tournament brought to you in part by Craig Weegis, your Pioneer seed dealer in Central Nebraska. And now we've got a timeout, 5 minutes and 2 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Class B state championship game today. The score is Seward 13, Beatrice 12.
When I told my buddies I was picking Butler to make it to the Final Four, my friends just laughed. So tournament time came around, we all head down to Cunningham's Journal. As my wife might say, my home away from home, Cunningham's has what any bracketologist would want. Wireless internet to do your research, awesome food, a bajillion TVs, and the coldest beer in town. Anyways, there was Butler in the final seconds, nailing a buzzer beater, and guess who's laughing now? So fellow bracketologists, when it comes to tournament time, make Cunningham's Journal your home away from home in downtown Kearney.
State championship basketball for you today here on ESPN Radio. Two games already in the book. Sandy Creek won the C1 state title. They beat Minden today by a score of 51-45. Guardian Angels Central Catholic, winners in Class D1. They beat Humphrey 49-43. Win the Class B title game now. 5 minutes and 2 seconds to play here in the second quarter. 13-12. The Blue Jays have the lead. The Seward Blue Jays over the Beatrice Orange. Beatrice has got the ball here. They come back following the timeout. Alicia Armstrong has got it into the offensive zone as she works against Hannah Taverdi. Throws it over there on the wing to a Barnard, who gives it away to a Jill Faxon. Faxon drives the ball into the lane toward the goal. It's on his up there. She banks one home. Jill Faxon scoring there for Beatrice. That's her second field goal of the ball game. She's got 4 points. Beatrice goes back out on top of the score of 14-13. There's a traveling violation on the near sideline on Seward. Taylor Wissing whistled for the traveling violation. That's the second turnover on Seward here in the ball game. Going out is going to be Courtney Zaginaw for Seward. Kate Hughes comes back in there. Now Beatrice has a chance to extend their lead. It is 14-13. The Lady Orange will inbound the ball here in backcourt. Alicia Armstrong will bring things up against the Hannah Taverdi. Alicia Armstrong into the forecourt, gives it away down to Jill Faxon. Faxon moves it to the right side of the lane. Back to the basket, now gives it away to Chantel Adams. Top of the key, that's Alicia Armstrong. Now to Chantel Adams again, now to Barnard. She cuts it down the lane, nice feed down low. A shot is up there and in. Taylor Burr scores for Beatrice. That's her first field goal of the ball game, and Beatrice has got a three-point lead. 16-13. Lady Orange out on top. Here's Taylor Wissing driving the ball to the goal for Seward. Her underhanded shot is going to be no good. Ball is knocked around. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Seward basketball. Last touchdown there by the Lady Orange. Last touchdown there under the hole by Hannah Barnard of Beatrice. Into the ball game now for Seward is going to be Zadjnaw. Courtney Zadjnaw comes back in there. Here comes Kate Hughes out of the ball game now. Seward will inbound the ball. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. As the Boslavsky comes out here to Zadjnaw, she takes it to the goal. Her shot is up there. Off of the glass, it's up and in. Courtney Zadjnaw, that was 7 points in the ball game for the Jays. It's 16-15. Beatrice has got the lead. Beatrice with the ball. There's a shot by Armstrong. It's off of the left side. No good. Rebound comes down to Boslavsky. Beth Boslavsky down the right sideline. She's going to drive it all the way to the basket. Her shot is going to be up there, partially deflected. The ball tipped out of bounds, and it's going to be Seward basketball. Boslavsky taking that one to the goal as well. Has it tipped out of her hands, out of bounds, and Seward will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. For Beatrice coming in will be Jamie Senderberg. Senderberg comes in. Armstrong goes out. Into the ball game now for Seward is going to be Sydney Wild. Wild comes in. Hannah Taverdi will get a brief rest here. Also into the ball game now for Beatrice is going to be Taylor Osborne coming back in there. Chantel Adams going to get a breather for the Beatrice Lady Orange. So here's Seward inbounding the ball from underneath their own basket here. They go down in the corner. It's going to be mishandled there by Zadjnaw. She's going to save it, but she saves it right in the hands of Barnard. A turnover on Seward. Barnard takes it to the rack. Her shot's going to be up there. No good. The ball tipped out of bounds, and it's going to be Beatrice basketball. So Seward turning the ball over on their offensive end. Beatrice cannot convert down here, so now the Lady Orange will inbound the ball from underneath their own basket. Taylor Osborne will keep things in for Beatrice. Looking. The ball tipped back out of bounds. Trying to jam it in there to Jill Faxon. The ball was tipped out of bounds by the Jays. Down to the scorers table. And to check in now for Seward is going to be Kate Hughes. Going out will be Zadjnaw. Beatrice will play things in. 3:27 to play here in the second quarter. Beatrice gets it into a Senderberg down here in the corner. The ball is tipped away. It's picked up here by Seward, and we got a foul called. It was tipped away by Sydney Wild. And a personal foul is going to be called here on Beatrice. Beatrice with 8 turnovers already. And now we're going to walk to the other end of the floor. That was the 8th team foul as well on the Beatrice. We're going to walk to the other end of the floor and have a 1-1 situation here. Kate Hughes will go to the free throw line now for Seward. She got 1 point in the ball game. 1 out of 2 from the charity stripe here. So some more substitutions coming in here. Alicia Armstrong checking back in for Beatrice. Kate Hughes to the free throw line. This will be a 1-1 here for Hughes. As she eyes the bucket, lets it fly. Shot is up there. Good. She'll have one more. Now we're tied up at 16 points apiece here in the second quarter with 3 minutes and 22 seconds to play until halftime. Kate Hughes will have one more. Looks up there, throws it up there, and the shot is going to be too strong this time. She gets her own rebound, goes back up. Her shot no good. And the rebound comes down here to Chantel Adams for Beatrice. Chantel Adams gets it away now to Barnard. Into the forecourt. They give it away to Alicia Armstrong. Being guarded out there by Taverdi. Bounce pass over to Taylor Osborne. Taylor right in front of us here on the near sideline. Taylor drives the ball inside the free throw circle. Gives it away now to Hannah Barnard. Picked up out there by Boslavsky for a Seward. Over on the wing again to Taylor Osborne. Drives into the paint. Kicks it over here on the wing. That's Armstrong. Her shot is up there from three. It's going to be no good. Rebound loose left side of the lane. The ball is going to be picked up here by Kate Hughes on the seat of her pants. Kate Hughes gets it away now to Beth Boslavsky. He gets it out to Hughes, wide open, top of the key. Three-pointer up there, rims off, no good. Tapped around on the baseline, it's picked up here. Now it's knocked loose again. It's picked up by Taylor Burr of Beatrice. Burr comes back the other way to a Hannah Barnard. We're tied up at 16 points apiece here in the Class B State Championship ball game from the Sports Center. Under 2.5 minutes to play now here in the second quarter. There's a Chantel Adams with the ball, takes it inside the free throw circle, flips it away. Alicia Armstrong. Armstrong over here to Hannah Barnard, dribbles out in three-point territory again. Hannah Barnard trying to penetrate inside, and the foul is going to be called here on Taverty. Anna Taverty picks up the personal foul for Seward. That's going to be her first. That's team foul number six on the Blue Jays, so no free throws here. Beatrice will play things in the near sideline as Hannah Barnard will play things in for Beatrice. She'll get it in here to Alicia Armstrong. Armstrong drives the ball against Taverty inside the free throw circle, kicks her back out here. Chantel Adams with the ball. Adams comes over here to Hannah Barnard in the lane. Her short jumper is up there. It's off the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Boslavsky. Beth Boslavsky comes back the other way for Seward. Gets the ball ahead to Hannah Taverty. Free throw line extended right side. Hannah Taverty backs her back out as Beatrice is in that man-to-man defense. Hannah Taverty out here in three-point territory. Dribbles behind a screen. Still dribbling on the ball. Splits a couple of defenders. Takes the ball to the goal. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the ball is recovered here by Taylor Osborne. Osborne gets it away now to Alicia Armstrong. She drives down the floor. Her shot no good. Tip tries up there. No good. And the foul is called. Taylor Burr right there with the offensive board. A foul shot, but she was fouled in the play. And now Taylor Burr will go to the free throw line. The personal foul goes on Wissing. That's going to be her second. Team foul number seven on the Seward Blue Jays here in the first half. Taylor Burr to the free throw line. Her shot is up there. It's good. 3 points now in the ball game for Taylor Burr. Seward just 4 out of 23 from the field here in the first half of play. They're hitting 17% of their field goals. Beatrice not much better. 6 out of 9, 31%. Here comes the second free throw by Burr. It's up there and in. So Taylor Burr cans a couple of free throws, and now Beatrice has got the lead again. Beatrice 18, Seward 16. The three-time defending champions, the Seward Blue Jays, trailing here in this ball game. Seward has got the ball in their offensive end. Wissing goes down in the corner. There's a long-range jumper by Zaginaw, way off of the mark, no good, and the rebound comes down here to a Beatrice. Long pass ahead to a Chantel Adams as she drives the ball to the basket. Her shot up there, no good. Battle for the rebound. Boslavsky has got it. That comes back the other way now for Seward. On the run back the other way. Boslavsky gets the ball ahead now to a Seaman. Seaman out to Zaginaw. Her shot for three is good. Courtney Zaginaw hits a three-pointer. She's got 10 points in the ball game. And now Beatrice trailing in the ball game by a score of 19-18. We've got 46 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Here's Taylor Osborne with the ball. Taylor dribbling with it, sends it over on the wing on the left side to Chantel Adams. Chantel Adams gets it out here to Hannah Barnard. Barnard dribbling on the right side of the lane. Now we got a traveling violation called, and Hannah Barnard. That's going to be nine turnovers. Nine turnovers now on Beatrice here in the ball game. That's going to be Seward inbounding the ball here on the near sideline. We've got 32.3 seconds to play. A tight ball game so far. Neither team able to break away. Beatrice at one point had a 9-3 lead, but that quickly evaporated. It's 19-18 now. Seward has got a one-point lead. Boslavsky has got the ball. Circles around, takes it to the goal. Her shot is up there. Forces one up, and it goes down through the hole. Beth Boslavsky throws it down there. 21-18 is the score now. As Seward has got a three-point lead over Beatrice. Taylor Osborne with the ball here on the near sideline. 4 seconds, 3 seconds. Taylor Osborne in trouble, gets the ball away. Here on the near sideline, there's a feed in the lane. Can be intercepted, and that's the end of the second quarter. That's the end of the second quarter of play as time expires there. Beatrice does not get a shot away. And the horn sounds, and we're at halftime of the Class B State Championship ball game for you today. Seward has got the lead over Beatrice at halftime of the Class B state title game here at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. Our score at halftime, it is Seward 21, Beatrice 18. You're listening to high school basketball today on ESPN Radio.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Bloopers and Hoopers basketball. Hundreds of former men's and women's Division I, II, and III players. It's an entirely different kind of migration back to Hastings. $8 wristbands at the door for the entire weekend. And there's free or separate admissions for slam dunk and three-point competitions. And a players' party at the auditorium. Details at HastingsChamber.com. March 16th through the 18th. Brought to you by the Hastings Chamber of Commerce. Text Whoopers to 90210 for event updates and specials. Whoopers to 90210.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer, located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen. Around the kitchen table or at a backyard barbecue, that's the secret to understanding farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main in Hildreth.
All right, back here at the Bob Devaney Sports Center in Lincoln, Championship Saturday. Here today in the capital city is going to be crowning six state champions in girls basketball. Two games in the books. This is the third one right here with three games yet to come, and all three games here on ESPN Radio. Good ball game here in the Class B state championship contest. Seward is out on top of Beatrice here at the break by a score of 21-18. So a seesaw battle throughout much of this contest. So far, as Beatrice had an 11-10 lead at the end of the first quarter. Beatrice led 9-3 late in that first quarter, but Seward comes right back to eventually grab the lead at 10-9 as they scored seven straight points. Beatrice led 11-10 at the end of one quarter. We were tied up at 11 in the second quarter. Seward going ahead a couple of times. Beatrice had the lead a couple of times. The largest lead since the end of the first period is what we got right now. 3 points, 21-18 in favor of the Seward Blue Jays. Our halftime show today is brought to you by Ravenna Sanitation. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. You can find us in your local Yellow Pages. So at halftime, Class B State Championship ball game, it is Seward out on top of Beatrice by a score of 21-18. We'll take a break and come back, check the numbers in the first half as we continue on ESPN Radio.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
The most recommended by far, Houston's Body Shop. That's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended Houston's Body Shop. That's who we are.
All right, back at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. Class B State Championship ball game for you today here on ESPN Radio. At halftime, Seward has got the lead over Beatrice. The score is 21-18. We'll check the shooting numbers first here on the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. Seward is hitting only 23% from the field in the first half. They are 6 out of 26. Meanwhile, Beatrice is 6 out of 20 from the field. They're hitting 30% of their field goals. Seward is 2 out of 15 on three-pointers for 13%. Beatrice just 1 out of 2 from three-point range for 50%. Seward, 7 out of 10 from the free-throw line in the first half for 70%. Beatrice is 5 out of 10 from the stripe, hitting 50% of their free-throw tosses today. Rebounding is Seward with 17. Beatrice has got 21. They are tied on the offensive end at 5 rebounds apiece. Turnovers, Seward has got 3 so far here in the first half of play. And turnovers have plagued Beatrice a little bit. The Orange with 9 so far. The Seward Blue Jays have 3 blocked shots and 6 steals already in the ball game. Beatrice has got 2 blocked shots and 1 steal. So Seward has got the lead over the Beatrice Orange here at halftime by a score of 21-18. We'll come back and check the scoring in the first half right after this 1 minute timeout.
Do you have trouble hearing the radio? How about the phone or TV? Are you avoiding social situations because of a hearing loss? If so, see ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center to learn more about the hearing aid products and services we provide. Or visit us at entphysiciansofkearney.com, caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
If you're a grower looking for big yields, start with Pioneer brand Y-Series soybeans. And don't forget to ask your Pioneer sales professional about the Pioneer premium seed treatment options that can help your soybeans stand up to the toughest growing conditions. Why go anywhere else for your entire soybean seed needs? To learn more about seed treatment options for your farm, contact Craig Weegis, local Pioneer sales representative today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success.
All right, back here at the Sports Center. At halftime, the Class B state championship game today. Seward out on top of Beatrice by a score of 21-18. Scoring in the first half, Beatrice being led by Hannah Barnard. She has got 5 points in the ballgame. She's got a 3- and a 2-point field goal. Jill Faxon has got a couple of field goals and 4 points. Chantel Adams has got a field goal, and she is 2 out of 6 from the free throw line. She's got 4 points. Taylor Burr has got a field goal, and she is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. She has got 4 points. And Alicia Armstrong, 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. She has got 1. Seward being led so far by Beth Oslowski. She has got 5 points in the ballgame. She has got a field goal, and she is 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. Actually, Courtney Zajanaw is leading the way for the Blue Jays. She's got 10 points. Zajanaw so far in this first half. She is connected on 2 3-pointers. She's got 2 2-point field goals, and she's got 10 points here at halftime. Then Beth Boslowski with 5 points on a field goal and 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. Hannah Taverdi has got a field goal. She is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line for 4 points. And Kate Hughes is 2 out of 4 from the free throw line. She has got 2 points here at halftime. Again, the score at the break, it is Seward out on top of Beatrice by the score of 21-18. We'll come back and check some scores right after this.
Misco Sports has served Kearney and the central Nebraska area for 40 years and will continue to do so for many more. And even though their retail store in Kearney is now closed, Misco's will continue to serve the schools, teams, clubs, and organizations of the area with the same great service you've known for years. If you have questions, contact their main office in Ord at 308-728-5261. Misco Sports, serving central Nebraska.
Builders knows that you'd rather spend time enjoying your home rather than constantly repairing it. That's why they offer only the highest quality products from the best-known suppliers like Anderson Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. Builders also knows that price matters. That's why they back everything with a guarantee price match. Find the exact same item anywhere else with a lower price, Builders will match it. Get the best products at the best price. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Builders does the best.
All right, back here at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. Seward out on top of Beatrice at halftime with a score of 21-18. Again, we've got all 6 state championship games for you today here on ESPN Radio. And next week we'll do it again. The boys will be in here. We'll have all 6 state championship ball games for you as well next Saturday here on ESPN Radio. Checking some of the other scores that we have from the state tournament today. Class A state championship game going to be played tonight at 6:30, pitting Omaha Central up against Lincoln Southeast. Omaha Central had to go overtime in the semifinals last night to beat Papillion La Vista South 48-40. Lincoln Southeast taking care of Bellevue East in the semis last night 55-36. So Central plays Southeast at 6:30 tonight. Class A consolation game completed earlier today. Papillion La Vista South beat Bellevue East by a score of 60-47. We're in Class B right now. Beatrice and Seward at halftime. It's Beatrice trailing Seward 21-18. The Class B consolation game played this morning at Lincoln Southeast. Gretna beat Norris today by 1, final score of 51-50. Class C1 was won by Sandy Creek earlier today as they beat Minden 51-45. So Sandy Creek, the champions in Class C1. Consolation game just completed at Lincoln Southeast today. Boone Central beat Shadron by a score of 52-33. Class C2 action is coming up at 4:30 this afternoon. Another game we'll have here on ESPN Radio. It'll be a Northeastern Nebraska battle as we got Crofton up against Lutheran High Northeast. That is coming up at 4:30 this afternoon. the Class C2 consolation game. North Platte St. Pat's today lost to Pender by the score of 66-58. In Class D1, Guardian Angels Central Catholic won the championship today as they beat Humphrey by a score of 49-43. The Class D2, actually Class D1 consolation game is going on this afternoon as Friend is playing Hitchcock County. Class D2 state championship game will be the final one today. That'll be at 8:30, pitting Howells up against Why Not. Howells yesterday beating Lindsay Holy Family in the semifinals by a score of 41-33. Meanwhile, in the other semifinal game played last night, it was Why Not over Elkhorn Valley by a score of 55-35. So Howells playing Why Not in the state championship game in Class D2 at 8:30 tonight. The consolation game is going on this afternoon between Lindsay Holy Family and Elkhorn Valley. The Nebraska men's basketball team in action today in Minneapolis against the Minnesota Golden Gophers. Ball game is gone final now, and Minnesota has beaten Nebraska by a score of 81-69. The Nebraska women's basketball team will play later on today in the semifinals of the Big Ten Conference Tournament as they will take on Ohio State. Ohio State, the number 3-seeded team in the Big Ten Conference. Nebraska is number 6. Huskers picked up a big win yesterday over Northwestern. So the Huskers women will play later on today in Indianapolis in the Big Ten Conference Tournament. The Nebraska men losing to Minnesota today. The Husker men will play in their Big Ten Conference Tournament coming up this week. So plenty of basketball being played. And we've got more exciting action coming up here on ESPN Radio, the Class B State Championship ball game. Can the Seward Blue Jays win number 101 today and their fourth straight state championship? They're in a tussle with the Beatrice Lady Orange here today as Seward looking for their 101st consecutive win here this afternoon. The Jays have the lead at halftime. The score is 21-18. We've got the second half coming up. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report here today on ESPN Radio. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure. Serving Buffalo County for business or residential service, Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. You can find us in your local Yellow Pages. We've got the second half coming up next. You're listening to ESPN Radio.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Now here's two truths. The tax man cometh and the refund follows. If you've been waiting for the tax season to upgrade your wheels, the wait's over. Even if you've got bad credit, a repossession, or collections, the friendly folks at Midway Auto Credit are here to help. So go where you don't have to take no for an answer. Midway Auto Credit, located in Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at midwayautocredit.com.
Well, we'll see if these two teams can find the range on offense here in the second half. Again, Seward just 6 out of 26 in the field in the first half for 23.1%. Beatrice 6 out of 20 for 30%. Seward 2 out of 15 on three-pointers. Beatrice 1 out of 2. So Seward has got the lead 21-18. This has actually been the biggest lead for either team for a while. Beatrice did have a quick 9-3 lead in the first quarter, but that evaporated quickly. And the two teams have been back and forth for about the midway point of the first quarter on. Two teams waiting as we get back from TV coverage here. The Blue Jays with the lead over the Orange by the score of 21-18. In that first ball game today, Sandy Creek beating Minden 51-45. Michaela Shaw had 18 points for Sandy Creek. Ashley Harms had 18 points. Michaela Shaw scores 71. In the three ball games played down here in Lincoln this year, Holly Bauer led the way for the Minden Whippets, so she had 17 points, but Sandy Creek wins their 10th state championship in girls basketball. Russ Neinmeyer, the head coach of Sandy Creek, now 10-2 in the state championship games. They beat Minden today 51-45. Play is back in. Seward takes the ball right to the hole, and it's up there and in. Anna Taverdi takes it right to the goal and scores. She's now got 6 points in the ball game, and now Seward out on top, back the other way. Here's a shot up and in. Alicia Armstrong, she takes it coast-to-coast the other way. So now it's 23 to 20 in favor of the Seward Blue Jays. As we start the third quarter, Beth Boslowski throwing down a shot there for Seward. So all of a sudden, exchanging baskets here, 25 to 20 is the score now in favor of Seward. Here comes Beatriz back in their offensive zone. So Beth Boslowski throwing up a shot that scores there. Now Boslowski with a steal. We got a foul called. Hannah Barnard had the ball stripped away there by Boslowski. And that picks up a personal foul there for Seward. That's going to be your second personal foul. So it's a 25-20 ball game now in the third quarter. Boslowski is going to come out of the ball game now. Coming in will be Sydney Wild for Seward. It's going to be Barnard inbounding the ball here on the near sideline for Beatriz. Comes out here to Alicia Armstrong, picked up by Hannah Taverdi. Armstrong out here, dribbling on the ball. Now drives it down the left side of the lane, stops, kicks it down in the corner. Chantel Adams, her shot for three, is going to be up there no good. Rebounded on the weak side there by Jill Faxon. Faxon drives the baseline, spins, puts up a shot around the rim, falls off, no good. Traveling violation. Traveling violation on Beatriz. And just like that, Boslowski is back into the ball game here for Seward. Wild will check out. 6 minutes and 50 seconds to play here in the third quarter. The Seward Blue Jays out on top of Beatrice today in the Class B State Championship ball game. 25 to 20 is the score. Here comes Seward back in the offensive zone. Boslowski has got it here in the wing on the right side. Circles around, cuts it toward the goal, kicks it out on the left side. That's Hughes with the ball. Hughes now to a Taylor Wissing near sideline. Hannah Taverdi. Taverdi looking to drive it inside and can't do it here. Good defense by Chantel Adams. Comes across the top. That's going to be Taylor Wissing with the ball. Beatriz goes for the swipe. Wissing gets away. Moves it out in the corner. A shot taken there for three. It's going to be no good by Kate Hughes. And the rebound comes down to Jill Faxon. Faxon gets it in the hands of Hannah Barnard. Quickly into the forecourt to Alicia Armstrong. Mishandles the ball but picks it up on the far sideline. Now to Osborne with the ball. Osborne gets it here to Chantel Adams. Gives it away. Armstrong has got it again. Armstrong cuts it toward the hole. Now gives it up. That's going to be Taylor Osborne. It's a little weave out here, and that's going to be Chantel Adams. She takes the ball to the goal. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Boslowski. Beth Boslowski has got the rebound here for Seward. Now the Blue Jays have a five-point lead in the basketball. Boslowski drives it down the lane, spins, throws up an off-balance shot, traveling violation. Fourth turnover on Seward in the ballgame. Jamie Cederberg comes into the ballgame now for Beatriz. Going out is going to be Taylor Osborne. Beatriz will play things in here in backcourt. Seward has got a five-point lead, 25 to 20. Down to 5:40 to play in the third quarter. There's a pass to Barnard down the far sideline. Pulls up at the top of the three-point circle. Thought about the three, but passed it up. Now to Armstrong. Down on the baseline, double team. Back out to Barnard on the wing. Dribbles the ball into the paint. Stops there and throws the ball away. Barnard throws the ball into the Beatriz bench. Turnover number 10 on the Orange here in the ballgame. It's going to be Seward inbounding the ball here in backcourt. 25 to 20. Seward has got a five-point lead. Hannah Taverdi with the ball. Seward looking for their fourth straight girls' state high school basketball championship. Here's a Beth Boslowski. Bounce pass down the lane. It's going to be tipped out of bounds. Trying to get the ball down there to Kate Hughes. And the ball slapped out of bounds by this Beatrice defense. It'll be Seward playing it in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. That's a Beth Boslowski with the ball. She'll look to key things in for Seward. Comes way out on top. That's a Zajanaw. Courtney Zajanaw drives the ball, spins in the lane, puts it up there left-handed. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound going back up, and a jump ball is going to be called. Nope, a foul. Kate Hughes got the offensive board there for Seward, and she is fouled in the play. Hannah Barnard picks up the personal foul for Beatriz. That's going to be her second. And going to the free throw line is going to be Hughes, Kate Hughes for Seward. Hughes has got 2 points on a couple of free throws today. Two out of four from the charity stripe. Shot is up there. Shot good. She'll have one more. Hughes has got games of 7-3 so far in this state tournament. 7 points against McCook the other day. 3 against Norris in the semifinals last night. Kate Hughes will have another free throw here. The Seward lead is now 6. Next shot is up there. It's good. So Kate Hughes gives Seward a 27-20 advantage. Now this is the biggest lead of the ball game for the Jays in this ball game. Here's a pass. It's going to be deflected, and it's out of bounds. And we nearly got Beth Boslowski right into our laps here on the near sideline. I was grabbing everything I could except for the large glass of soda. And now we got a timeout. We've got a timeout here with 4 minutes and 56 seconds to play in the third quarter. We'll take a break with a score. It's Seward 27, Beatrice 20.
If you're a grower looking for big yields, start with Pioneer brand Y-Series soybeans. And don't forget to ask your Pioneer sales professional about the Pioneer premium seed treatment options that can help your soybeans stand up to the toughest growing conditions. Why go anywhere else for your entire soybean seed needs? To learn more about seed treatment options for your farm, contact Craig Weegis, local Pioneer sales representative today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen. Around the kitchen table or at a backyard barbecue, that's the secret to understanding farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main in Hildreth.
All right, back here at the Bob Devaney Sports Center, Seward has now opened up a 7-point lead over Beatrice here in the Class B state championship game. Our state tournament coverage this week being brought to you by Zeke Johnson, your Channel Seed dealer in Hildreth, and also by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center with locations in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Bertrand, Lexington, and Wood River. 27-20, Seward has got the lead. Beatrice has got the ball back in their offensive zone down here. They go to the top of the key. That's going to be Barnard. Away out, traveling violation. And a Barnard trying to make something happen out there for Beatrice is whistled for the traveling violation. That is 11 turnovers now in Beatrice. So Seward will play things in. These two teams played during the regular season. And Seward beat Beatrice by 11 points. Now Seward has got a 7-point lead here in the state championship game. 27-20. We're in the third quarter with 4.5 minutes to play. Here's a Taylor Wissing with the ball now for Seward. Comes to Beth Boslowski. She drills with it out here in three-point territory on the wing here on the right side. That's Courtney Zajnaw. She puts it on the floor, dribbles inside the free throw circle, kicks it out here to Kate Hughes. Hughes now to Boslowski, now to Hannah Taverdi, and she throws the ball out of bounds. Trying to get it to Zajnaw, but Courtney wasn't looking for it, and the ball goes sailing out of bounds down in the corner. That's going to be the fifth turnover on Seward here in the ball game, and Beatrice will come back the other direction here, trailing in the ball game by a score of 27-20, 4:15 to play. Down the far sideline is Hannah Barnard with the ball still in backcourt. Here's a pass to get it here to Chantel Adams. Adams gets it into the offensive zone. Now to Jill Faxon. Back to Adams. Chantel takes off, drives the ball to the goal, kicks it down here to the baseline to Burr. We got a traveling violation called here on Burr. Turnover number 12 on Beatrice. So they give it right back to Seward. 3 minutes and 59 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Beatrice trailing the Seward Blue Jays for the Class B State Championship. 27-20 is the score. Beth Boslowski has got it down. She brings it into the forecourt against the Barnard. Circles around behind the screen. Takes it to the basket. Her shot no good. And we got a whistle. A traveling violation is called on Boslowski. Six turnovers now in Seward. So all of a sudden we're being hit by the turnover bug here. Both teams, as a Beatrice will play things in. Alicia Armstrong has got it now. Alicia Armstrong dribbling with the ball against the Hannah Taverdi. Armstrong stumps it into the offensive zone, comes to the near sideline. Chantel Adams has got it. Chantel dribbling with the ball, flips it away now to Alicia Armstrong. Circles around, spins at the elbow. Now dribbles down the lane, puts up a shot. It's going to be short, no good. Ball goes out of bounds. Yeah, it's going to be Seward basketball. Last touchdown there by Taylor Burr under the hole for Beatrice. So Seward will get the basketball back. You're listening to the Class B State High School Basketball Championships today on KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings, with the Bob Devaney Sports Center. Here's Hannah Taverdi with a ball for Seward. Out here to the top of the key, they get it to Hughes. Now inside to Zajnaw. Her shot is up and in. Courtney Zajnaw scoring there. She's got 12 points in the ball game now, and Seward has opened up a 9-point lead, 29-20. Here's Chantel Adams. She drives the ball to goal. Her shot good. Chantel Adams takes it right to the rack there for Beatrice. She's got 6 points in the ballgame. 29-22 now. Seward with a 7-point lead. There's a Taylor Wissing with the ball on the wing. Comes out here to Beth Boslowski. 2:47 to play in quarter number three. Boslowski dribbling. Comes out here to a Kate Hughes. 25 feet away from the basket. Goes to Boslowski. On the wing on the left side. She puts it on the floor. Dribbles out here between the rings. Boslowski looking to penetrate inside. Gives it away to Hannah Taverdi. Taverdi trying to drive it. Flips it away. Taylor Wissing back to the wing on the right side to Boslowski. Down in the corner to Zajnaw. Her shot's blocked. out of bounds. Vaginaw trying to throw up a long-range jumper from the corner, and it was blocked out of her hands there by Alicia Armstrong of Beatrice. So it's going to be Seward inbounding the ball, baseline left side, underneath thrown basket. Boschlowski gets it into Taverdi, back down to Boschlowski in the corner. Boschlowski circles around up to the wing on the right side of the lane, puts it out here to Hannah Taverdi. She drives it down in the corner now to Taylor Wissing. Goes on the elbow, left side to Hughes. Now to Wissing again, now to Boschlowski. 2:10 to play here in the third quarter. They lob it inside to Hughes. Hughes moving, now throws it over to the far sideline to Wissing. Her shot for three is no good. Ball being battered around. It is loose. It's on the floor. Finally picked up here by Seward. Back out to Boschlowski. Now to Taverdi. Her shot for three, good. Taverdi throws up the three-pointer. And now we got a timeout. As Seward has opened up a 10-point lead over the Beatrice Lady Orange. We got a timeout, 1:50 to play. Here the third quarter is now Seward 32, Beatrice 22.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
All right, so the Seward Blue Jays, they cash in on that last possession. Well, they had two or three offensive rebounds in there, a couple of scrums. Ball was loose in the lane. Finally, it was picked up by Seward as Boschlowski gets the ball out to Hannah Taverdi, and Taverdi cans a three-pointer from the top of the key. That gives Seward a 10-point lead here. Now the Jays attacking here in backcourt. 32-22. Chantel Adams with the ball, now to Barnard into the offensive zone. There's a pass deflected out of bounds by Kate Hughes of Seward. Stay with the Jays, ratcheting up the defensive pressure here in this third period. A suffocating defense here against Beatrice this afternoon. 32-22 is the score. Seward looking for their 101st consecutive win here this afternoon and their fourth state championship in a row. And the Jays now have opened up their biggest lead of the ballgame, 32-22. Barnard headed in the corner. Barnard trying to get away. Now falls down with the ball down there in the corner. Ball is loose, and the scramble is on. It's picked up by Boschlowski. Turnover number 13 on Beatrice. Boschlowski stops and pops the shot, good. And now things are starting to get away from Beatrice. 34-22 is the score. Beatrice trailing in the ball game. Here come the Orange back the other way. They feed it inside to Burr. Her shot no good. Rebound Barnard. She falls down with the ball. It's going to be picked up here by Joe Faxon in the corner. Faxon takes the ball out of the lane, stops, spins, puts up a shot up there, no good. And the rebound comes down to Zadjanaw. Courtney Zadjanaw runs her back the other way for the Seward Blue Jays. Stops and throws up a three. She hits it. Courtney Zadjanaw throws up a three-pointer. We got a timeout in Beatrice. And now Seward has opened up a 15-point lead here in the third quarter over the Beatrice Lady Orange. 53 seconds to play in the third. We'll take a break with a score. Seward 37, Beatrice 22.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our five Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Save time, save mileage with OneRocky.com. And get to the best Kearney area real estate listings first with OneRocky.com. OneRocky.com on your desktop, your laptop, your smartphone. Why wait to see a house? Look it up while you're on the go. OneRocky.com mobile. OneRocky.com, a service of Rocky Geyser REMAX executives. OneRocky.com. And if you're thinking of selling, OneRocky.com.
State tournament coverage being brought to you by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center with locations in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Bertrand, Lexington, and Wood River. A 14-2 run here for the Seward Blue Jays in this third quarter of play. It's now a 37-22 ball game. Seward has got a 15-point lead over Beatrice, and the Orange going to be looking for some offense here rather quickly. Chantel Adams with the ball down in the corner. That's a Jill Faxon. Takes the ball in the lane. Her jumper's up there and in. She banks one home. Jill Faxon Now with three field goals and 6 points in the ball game. Stops the bleeding for the time being here. But Seward has come out with fire in their eyes here in the second half. They've now got a 37-24 lead over Beatrice for the Class B state championship. Anna Taverdi with the ball. Now we're down to 16 seconds to play here in the quarter. And the Seward Blue Jays will work for the final shot here. Anna Taverdi dribbling the ball, spins to the top of the key. Anna has still got it. 6 seconds, 5 seconds, takes the ball to the goal. The shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball tapped out of there. We got a foul called here. A personal foul is going to be called here on Seward. So a rebounding foul on the Jays. As they try to put the last hole up there, or the last basket up there. Kate Hughes picks up the foul. That's going to be team foul number two on the Jays here in the second half. Now we got 2.4 seconds to play. And Beatrice will play things in here in backcourt. They will. That's Armstrong with the ball. She watches it up from half court. It's up there. It's going to be no good. And that's the end of three quarters of play. Three quarters in the books in a Class B state championship game today. The Seward Blue Jays looking for their fourth straight girls state high school basketball championship. They've got the lead over the Beatrice Orange. The score is 37-24. You're listening to high school basketball today on ESPN Radio.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone has an ow. Once in a while, you might sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home. Your job now is to come up with a story to tell your friends.
Yeah, I was kickboxing in Japan.
It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back to the game of life. There's one near you in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now Wood River. If you have an ow, tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back to the game of life.
Shop the Menard Day Sale for big savings on home safety products. Protect your home and family with Lifesaver products by Kidde. Save big on a dual sensor smoke alarm that includes both photoelectric and ionization sensors for maximum protection. Just $14.99. A digital carbon monoxide alarm by Kidde features a digital display for accurate readout. On sale now for only $18.88. For big savings on home safety products, shop Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
The Bob Devaney Sports Center. Girls State Tournament coverage today brought to you by Craig Weegis, your Pioneer seed dealer in Central Nebraska. So a 14-2 run for the Seward Blue Jays in the third quarter of play, and now they got some breathing room as they head into the fourth quarter. 37-24 is the score. Seward with the lead. The Jays now in the ball game, hitting 12 out of 37 from the field for 32%. Beatrice is 9 out of 28 for 32%. Beatrice has got the ball to begin this fourth and final quarter. Alicia Armstrong has got it. Now to Chantel Adams. Gives it away to Barnard. Takes it to the top of the key. Gives it away down to Setterberg. Jamie Setterberg with the ball over here. Flips it away. That's a Chantel Adams. Spins to the top of the key. Out to Setterberg on the wing. She drives it inside the ring. Still can't do anything with it. Now to Armstrong. Takes the ball on the lane. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Boslowski. Long pass ahead. Hannah Taverdi has got it. Taverdi to the goal. Her shot up there. She banks one home. Hannah Taverdi scores. She's now got 11 points in the ball game. And Seward back out to a 15-point lead again at 39-24. This matches their biggest lead of the ball game. Jill Faxon with the ball, throws it down in the corner right through the fingertips and right through the legs of Anna Barnard out of bounds. Turnover number 14 in the ball game now for Beatrice. Coming up next here at the Sports Center on ESPN Radio, we've got the C2 championship game between Crofton and Lutheran High Northeast. Scheduled tip-off time at 4:30 this afternoon. All six state championship games for you today here on ESPN Radio. Here's Seward with the ball as they give away out here in three-point territory to Hannah Taverdi. Now to Boslowski on the wing, drives it all the way to the basket. Her shot is up in the end. Boslowski just found a little seam in the defense and takes it right to the goal there for the Seward Blue Jays. And now Seward has a 17-point lead, 41-24. And now Beatrice wants to call a timeout. Things are really getting away from the Beatrice Lady Orange. They were so competitive in that first half of play, had the lead, trailed by just three at halftime, but this second half, all Seward. The Blue Jays have got the lead. 6:49 to play in the ball game. We'll take a break with the score. Seward 41 and Beatrice 24.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Quick.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's and Kearney now delivers.
The 2012 Girls State Basketball Tournament being brought to you on Platte River Radio by Zeke Johnson, your channel seed dealer in Hildreth. So Seward has now got the lead over Beatrice here, 41-24. We're in the fourth quarter with 6 minutes and 49 seconds to play. And Beatrice will play things in. Seward still with the pressure here in backcourt, bringing the ball off the far sideline is going to be Armstrong. She tries to cut it toward the center of the floor, and it's going to be tipped away. It goes out of bounds there. Taverti got her hands on it for Seward. Tips the ball away, but Beatrice will play things in on the far sideline. Taylor Osborne will trigger things in. She does. That's Armstrong with the ball. Armstrong working out top again against Taverti. Comes over here to a Barnard. She's on the dribble. Spins to the top of the key. Takes it down the lane. Kicks it back out. Here's a three-pointer by Centerberg. It's going to be no good. The ball comes from the near sideline. It goes out of bounds. Seward basketball. Earlier today, Sandy Creek winning over Minden 51-45 to win C1. Guardian Angels Central Catholic won D1 with a 49-43 win over Humphrey. This is the third game of the day. Seward with a lead over Beatrice. The score is 41-24. Pressure now in the backcourt by the Beatrice Lady Orange. Taverti throws over here to a Zaginaw. Courtney Zaginaw takes the ball down to the baseline, stops there, comes back out to Boslowski on the wing on the right side. Beth dribbles to the top of the key, hands it away. Hannah Taverti. Taverti dribbling on the ball here. Taverti gives it to Beth Boslowski now. Boslowski dribbles the ball down the right side of the lane, goes for the goal. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball is loose and is brought down here by Hannah Taverti. Taverti brings it back out high to Zaginaw, dribbles to the free throw line. She gives it out here to a Taylor Wissing, now to Beth Boslowski here in the right wing. Picked up out there by Taylor Osborne of Beatrice. Boslowski is holding on to the ball. Now she waits, and now she drives it into the paint. Kicks it back out here to Hannah Taverti. Drives the ball to the goal. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Gets her own rebound. Fighting. Now her pass is going to be deflected. Goes to the far sideline. Picked up by Hughes. And we got a whistle. She's out of bounds. End of the ball game now. Chantel Adams for Beatrice. Also coming in will be Taylor Burr. Osborne's going to go out, and also Jamie Sunderberg. 5 minutes and 30 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter from the Sports Center, the Class B State Championship ball game. Beatrice will play things in here in backcourt. 41-24, Seward has got the lead after leading 21-18 at halftime. Oh, there's a big hit and a charge. Alicia Armstrong runs right over Kate Hughes. Right side of the lane gets hit with an offensive charging foul. Kate Hughes took a major hit there on the charge. Taking one for the team right there, I'll tell you. 41-24 is the score. Seward with a lead, and now the Jays will get it here. After the Beatrice offensive charging foul, here's a Beth Boslowski into the forecourt now as they get it over here to a Courtney Zaginaw. Zaginaw out to Hannah Taverti. Taverti moves it over on the wing. That's a Wissing with the ball. Bounce pass comes out on top to Kate Hughes. Now to Beth Boslowski as Beatrice is in this man-to-man defense. Beth Boslowski looking to penetrate inside. Can't do it. Now to Taylor Wissing. Wissing gives it away over here to a Courtney Zaginaw. Zaginaw hands it away. That's Boslowski. Dribbles down the lane. And running one-hander is up there. It's going to be no good. Partially deflected. And the ball is brought down here by Taylor Burr. Burr down the right sideline now to a Barnard. On the far side, right in front of the Beatrice bench. Barnard gets the ball to Jill Faxon. Dribbles the ball to the free throw line. Down the lane. Spinning, twisting, turning. Throwing up a shot. No good. Ball goes out of bounds. And it's going to be Seward basketball. Beatrice 9 out of 31 from the field today, 29%. Seward 14 out of 42 for 33%. Seward on three-pointers 4 out of 18 for 22%. Beatrice is 1 out of 4, 25%. We're in the fourth quarter, and now we got a timeout. Seward wants to call a TO here. 4 minutes and 34 seconds to play. In quarter number 4, we'll take a break with a score of the Blue Jays 41, the Orange 24.
Let me just share with you why every vehicle I buy has a Killian Motors tag on it. I'm very comfortable when I walk on the lot at Killian Motors because I know there are no price slicer guys going to try to haggle with me. No empty promises, only if I buy a selected model. It's service. honesty, fairness, no questions asked. When I bring it back to have it serviced at Killian's, I get my free oil changes just like they promised me, and I always leave there knowing they took great care of me. Can't put a price tag on that. Now you know why people come back time after time.
It's Central Nebraska's largest bike show and swap meet. March 10th and 11th at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds. Saturday 10 till 7 and Sunday 10 till 4. New and used motorcycles and parts. Jewelry, leather, fuel and food vendors and full bar. A tattoo contest. The Classic Hits 98.9 fabulous prize machine on Saturday. This year's charity fundraiser is for the Kearney Volunteer Fire Department. Visit KearneyNebraskaBikeShow.com for full details.
Seward has outscored Beatrice 20-6 in the second half. Beatrice has not scored so far here in the fourth quarter. And we're down to 4 minutes and 34 seconds to play in the contest. And now the Blue Jays have the lead by 17. Here comes Seward attacking back the other way, and the shot is up and in. Kate Hughes getting the field goal there. They break that pressure, and Kate Hughes gets an easy field goal for Seward. And now the Jays lead by a score of 43-24, their biggest lead of the ball game. Here's Beatrice trying to force up a shot. Jill Faxon, no good. Faxon gets her own rebound, follow shot, good. So that's the first points of the fourth quarter for Beatrice, and it comes with 4 minutes to play. And now they're trailing by 17, 43-26. Here's Hannah Taverdi with the ball. Hannah Taverdi looking to drive it inside, throws it over on the wing on the left side. Taylor Wissing comes out to Zaginaw. Courtney Zaginaw. Out top against the Taylor Burr of Beatrice. Zaginaw is drilling with it. Comes over to Beth Boslowski here on the right side. Boslowski holding it. And now dribbles out here in the three-point territory again. Boslowski lobs it inside to Zaginaw. Zaginaw kicks it back out to Taverdi. Down in the corner. They get it to Taylor Wissing. Down to Taverdi again. Anna Taverdi circles around, splits a couple of defenders, takes it to the basket. Her shot is up there. It's no good. The rebound comes down to Burr. We got a foul called. Personal foul is going to be called here on the Taverdi of Seward. So Seward appears they're going to go for number 101 here this afternoon. The state record for the most consecutive wins is 111. That's a Guardian Angels Central Catholic put up between 2001 and 2006. That's the former West Point Central Catholic basketball team. They put up 111 wins together. So Seward will have a chance to break that all-time mark next season early. It's 43-26. Seward has got the lead. On the wing is going to be Alicia Armstrong. She drives it to the goal. Her shot is up there. It's good, and she's fouling the play. Alicia Armstrong scores. And then she's going to go to the free throw line here, being fouled in the play. So Alicia Armstrong goes to the free throw line here for Beatrice. She got 5 points in the ball game. Their free throw is up there. It's around the rim and falls down through the hole. So now it's 43-29. 3 minutes to play here in the Class B state championship game. Beth Boslowski, they have it overthrown. Trying to get it to Boslowski. She couldn't grab it. Goes sailing over her head, and Seward turns the ball away for the seventh time. So it's going to be Beatrice playing things in here in backcourt. I guess they're still in the ball game, trailing by only 14 points, but only 2 minutes and 50 seconds to play. And here's a personal foul called again as Armstrong drives the ball into the paint there. A foul here is going to go on Seward. It's going to go on Wissing. Rather, Hughes. Kate Hughes picks up the personal foul. Non-shooting situation. It's going to be Beatrice inbounding the ball, baseline right side underneath her own hole here as they get to Alicia Armstrong over here on the wing to Chantel Adams. Chantel down in the corner to a Barnard, looking to drive the baseline, stops there, contact made, and we got a foul called. This one is going to go on Wissing. Taylor Wissing picks up a personal foul there for Seward. That's going to be the seventh team foul now on the Jays. Check that, the sixth team foul on the Jays. So Beatrice will play things in, baseline right side underneath their own basket. Satterberg will get things in to Barnard. Seward still in that man-to-man defense. They have not got out of it all day long today. Barnard has got it over on the far sideline. That's going to be Wissing driving with the ball. Now to Faxon. Her shot is up there. It's going to be good, but it will not count. Faxon is going to be hit with an offensive foul there. It's going to be her third. So Jill Faxon got the field goal to go down, but they wiped that off of the board. And an offensive charging foul is going to be hit on Jill Faxon. So Seward will come back the other way with 2:21 to play here in the fourth quarter. The ball inbounded, but he's slapped back out of bounds by Barnard. So Seward will try it again. 2:20 left here in this ball game. The Jays have the lead, and now Seward wants to call a timeout. Seward wants to talk things over. Tom Taverde is the head coach of Seward. They're having some problems inbounding the ball down here. So they'll burn a timeout here with 2 minutes and 20 seconds to play. The Class B State Championship game will take a break with the score Seward 43, Beatrice 29.
When I told my buddies I was picking Butler to make it to the Final Four, my friends just laughed. So tournament time came around, we all head down to Cunningham's Journal. As my wife might say, my home away from home, Cunningham's has what any bracketologist would want. Wireless internet to do your research, awesome food, a bajillion TVs, and the coldest beer in town. Anyways, there was Butler in the final seconds, nailing a buzzer beater, and guess who's laughing now? So fellow bracketologists, when it comes to tournament time, make Cunningham's Journal your home away from home in downtown Kearney.
All right, back here at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. Seward looking for the 101st consecutive win here this afternoon in their fourth straight state championship. And right now they got a 14-point lead at 43-29. As again, the Beatrice Lady Orange knocked the ball back out of bounds as Courtney Zaginaw is trying to get things in down here. This has not been easy for Seward all of a sudden. There they get it in to Beth Boslowski. She takes off down the far sideline as she's fouling the play. They got the ball at least inbounded that time, and Beth Boslowski is going to be fouled into play here by Beatrice. They've got a couple of weights. That's just the fourth team foul called on Beatrice here in this second half of play. So, again, Courtney Zaginaw will try to play things in, this time off of the far sideline. She gets it in. That's going to be Kate Hughes. Hughes gets it to Hannah Taverde, winds her way up the floor, and now we got a jump ball going to be called here as Taverde runs into Barnard, and she ties her up. Arrow is pointing in favor of Seward, so they will play things in on the far sideline. 2 minutes and 10 seconds to play here in this one. Seward with a lead, 43-29 over Beatrice in the Class B State Championship ball game. Anna Taverde with the ball. Anna Taverde is going to drive it, leaves it over there on the wing on the left side. That's a Courtney Zaginaw. Zaginaw has it tipped away. She picks it up near the 10-second line. Zaginaw now has to get rid of it, does, here on the near sideline to Hughes. It's tipped to Zaginaw. Now she's on the mid-court stripe there, and over and back violation is calling Seward. So Beatrice has made things tough here for Seward the past minute or so. First of all, inbounding the ball, and then their first possession in the offensive zone. Beatrice will get it on the Seward turnover, but they're still trailing in the ball game by 14, 43-29, and now Beatrice loses the ball out of bounds. That's Santel Adams, who is driving it down the right side of the lane. She's lost the ball out of bounds, and Beatrice turns it away for the 16th time here in the ball game. And now Seward again will attempt to inbound the ball. They will. Zaginaw will get it over there to Hannah Taverde. She runs into the forecourt now, goes for the basket. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Jill Faxon. Faxon has got it for Beatrice, running it back the other way. Right-handed dribble. Faxon drives it toward the goal. Her shot off of the window is up there. No good. Foul called. The foul here is going to go on Beth Boslowski for Seward. That's going to be her third foul. So going to the free throw line now for Beatrice is going to be Jill Faxon. She has got 8 points in the ball game. Faxon has hit 4 field goals today. This will be her first free throw attempt. She's had games of 5 and 10 points so far here in the girls' state tournament. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. She's got 8 so far this afternoon. Beatrice 7 out of 10 from the free throw line in the first half. There's a second shot. It's up there and in for Faxon. So she hits 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. And it's now a 43-30 ball game with 90 seconds to play. Now ball tipped away from Boslowski there again. Hannah Barnard picks up the personal foul for her efforts. That's going to be her third foul. And that's going to be team foul number 5 in the Lady Orange. So still no free throws here. Seward will inbound the ball here on the near sideline. Back into the ball game, Taylor Osborne now for Beatrice. Also coming in will be Jamie Senderberg. Beatrice is within 13 points here of Seward. It is 43-30. Courtney Zaginaw will play things into a Beth Boslowski. She's going to be fouled here in backcourt. Taylor Osborne picking up the foul. That's going to be her second. So again, it's going to be Seward inbounding the ball here on the near sideline. We're down to a minute and 21 seconds to play now here in the fourth quarter. Courtney Zaginaw looking to play things in. There's another tweet of the whistle. We're going to have a personal foul called in the inbound. And now Seward is going to be in the 1-1 situation here. So it's going to be Seward hitting some, going at least to the free throw line. It's going to be Beth Boslowski to the line. She's got 11 points in the ball game, 3 out of 4 from the free throw line today for Beth Boslowski. So I have a 1-1 situation here. The 17th foul called on Beatrice. Shot is up there, and the shot is in and out, no good. Rebound comes down to Jill Faxon. Long pass up the floor. They get it to Barnard. She goes for the basket. Her shot is up there and in. Hannah Barnard scoring there. She's got 7 points in the ball game, 43-32. It's an 11-point lead now for Seward. Here comes Boslowski up the floor. Dribbles down the right side of the wing. Kicks it back out here to Hannah Taverdi. Taverdi out here in three-point territory. She's going to be fouled in a play by Chantel Adams. Second foul on Adams. These two teams played during the regular season. And Seward beat Beatrice by the score of 43-32. Guess what? It's 43-32 again here in the state championship ball game. And Hannah Taverdi goes to the free throw line. Her shot is up there, and the shot is going to be in and out, no good. Rebound comes down to Beatrice running back the other way. That's going to be Alicia Armstrong. She takes the ball into the paint. Her short jumper is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound, fighting for it. And, oh, yeah, foul call. It's Hughes is knocked down here for Seward. Yeah, foul called here. It's going to go on Senderberg of Beatrice, and that's going to send Seward back to the free throw line. Your high school basketball coverage from the state tournament being brought to you by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center with locations in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Bertrand, Lexington, and Wood River. To the free throw line will be Kate Hughes. So far, 4 out of 6 from the free throw line. She's got 6 points in the ball game. Hughes throws it up there. The shot good. She will have one more. The score is now 44-32. The Seward Blue Jays out on top. They led at halftime 21-18. There's a second shot. It's up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Alicia Armstrong. The deciding run, a 14-2 run during the third quarter for Seward. There's a Faxon, her long-range three. She banks one home. A three-pointer there by Jill Faxon. She banks it out for the window. She's got 12 points in the ball game. It's 44-35. It's a 9-point lead now. We got a foul called back the other way. So I guess we're down to just a 3-possession ball game here. Beatrice trying to hang close. Sending Seward to the free throw line. The personal foul there is going to be whistled on Hannah Barnard. And that's going to be her 5th foul. She fouls out of the ball game now with 35 seconds remaining. She leads with 7 points. So going to the free throw line is going to be Hannah Taverdi. She's got 11 points in the ball game. Taverdi is 2 out of 3 from the free throw line here this afternoon. She's knocked down 1 3-pointer today. Shot is up there. It's going to be good by Hannah Taverdi. She'll have one more. The Seward Blue Jays out on top now by a score of 45-35. Next shot is up there by Taverdi. It's good. So she hits a pair of free throws. Seward now with an 11-point lead. Here's Beatrice bringing the ball back up the floor. That's going to be Taylor Osborne, and she'll be called for the palming violation on the far sideline. The last 3 state championship games won by Seward. Last year it was a 70-54 win over Elkhorn. The year before that, they beat Gretna in the championship ball game, 68-45. The year before that, they got by Lincoln Pius, 39-35. And I guess their last official loss was during the 2008 girls state tournament when they lost to Elkhorn 41-36. Since then, the seniors that will be graduating here this year have not lost a game. This will be their 4th state championship. This will be win number 101 in a row. They have not lost a game in high school basketball. We got a timeout, 30 seconds to play in the Class B state title game. We'll take a break with the score, Seward 46, Beatrice 35.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
All right, 30 seconds to play here in this one. So Beth Boslowski, the Seward Blue Jays guard, she has not lost a game in her high school career. She'll be joined by Carrie Hofstetter down there at Fort Hays State. Carrie did not lose a game in her high school career at Sandy Creek during their state tournament runs, and she's now the assistant coach down there at Fort Hays State. So we'll have something in common when they get together this fall. Now we got timeout's going to be called again, and Seward's going to clear the bench as they play the ball in, and Seward's going to clear the bench with 25.5 seconds to play. They're number one, and they're still number one. They've been perched on top of the rankings at number one for a long time, and Seward wins their 101st consecutive game here this afternoon in their fourth straight championship. The actress is going to play things in on the far side. With 25.5 seconds to play, it's 46-35. As Beatrice is trailing here in the ball game, they got some new folks in there as well. This is Allison Palicki, throws it in the lane. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted. Here comes Seward back up the floor. One more time, Sydney Wild has got the ball. Has it slapped loose. Ball is loose on the far sideline. Right at the midcourt stripe, picked up by Wild. And now we got a traveling violation. Sydney Wild is hit with a traveling violation. It's 9 turnovers on the Jays. Coming up, we've got the Misco Sports postgame show, and then we'll get you set for our fourth game of the day here at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. Here's Hunter Bailey with the ball now for Beatrice, and time runs out. Seward wins their fourth straight Girls State High School Basketball Championship, their 101st game in a row, as the streak will go on to the 2012-2013 high school basketball season. Seward beats the Beatrice Orange here this afternoon. Final score, Seward 46, Beatrice 35. Stick around. We've got the Misco Sports postgame show coming up next on ESPN Radio.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Ravenna Sanitation provides the perfect solution for any solid containment requirement. From the old shingles off your roof to a remodel job, Ravenna Sanitation delivers a roll-off box to your house or side of the project. You fill it up and they pick it up. No more making several trips back and forth to the dump. Rely on Ravenna Sanitation to take care of it for you. Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
All right, back here at the Bob Devaney Sports Center in Lincoln. Final score, it was Seward today beating Beatrice. Final score of 46-35. This was a tight ball game throughout much of the first half in play. In fact, Beatrice at one point had a 9-3 lead here over the defending champions. As Beatrice held the advantage, it was 11-10 at the end of the first period here today before Seward got on top in the second quarter of play, but Beatrice hung tight. It was 21-18 at halftime in favor of Seward. But then the Jays using a 14-2 run during the third quarter of play that really opened up the floodgates. They got out to a 37-22 advantage there in the third quarter. It was 37-24 after three. And the Jays did not let Beatrice back into the ballgame in the fourth quarter as they go on to win by a score of 46-35 this afternoon. They win their fourth straight Girls State High School Basketball Championship. They win their 101st game in a row as the Seward again will be crowned the 2012 Girls High School Basketball Champions. So Seward is going to join Battle Creek, South Sioux City, Guardian Angel, Central Catholic, all winners of four straight Girls State Basketball Championships. Sandy Creek has won six consecutive championships from 1996 to 2001. South Sioux City also won six state titles between 2000 and 2005. So Seward still with a little bit to go to break those records. Seward will try to break the 111 consecutive wins put up there by West Point Central Catholic. For consecutive wins, they'll have the record intact as they begin their 2012-2013 campaign later on this year. But Seward can enjoy this when they win number four here today as they beat Beatrice by a score of 46-35. You're listening to the Misco Sports postgame show here today. Misco Sports has served Kearney in the central Nebraska area for 40 years and will continue to do so for many more. Even though the retail store in Kearney is now closed, Misco's will continue to serve the schools, teams, clubs, and organizations of the area for the same great service you've known for years. If you have questions, you can contact them at their main office at 308-728-5261. We'll come back and check the totals in the ballgame right after this.
Winter weather can often catch drivers and road crews off guard. Hi, I'm Doug Keller, owner of Eustis Body Shop. With five locations, we have repaired thousands of vehicles caught in winter mishaps.
When shaken up after an accident, it's good to know that a Eustis Body Shop is near and you can call for a tow. They take care of the insurance and my car looks perfect.
Our state-of-the-art equipment is an investment in getting your car back to factory specs faster. Visit us at facebook.com/Eustis Body Shop, where we take the dent out of accident.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Click. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's and Kearney now delivers.
All right, Seward wins the Class B state championship today as they knock off Beatrice by the score of 46-35. You're listening to the Misco Sports postgame show here today. We'll get you the final numbers in the ball game. It was Seward hitting 15 out of 45 from the field today for 33%. Beatrice was 13 out of 37 for 35%. Seward was 4 out of 18 on three-pointers today for 22%. Beatrice was 2 out of 5 for 40%. Seward hit 12 out of 18 from the free throw line for 66%. Beatrice was 7 out of 13 for 53%. Reboundings, it was a Beatrice with 32 rebounds today compared to 29 for Seward. But the Blue Jays held a 10-8 advantage in the offensive category. Seward turned the ball over 11 times today. Beatrice had 20. Seward had 3 block shots and 8 steals. Beatrice had 4 block shots and 1 steal. So again, Seward wins it today by a score of 46-35 over the Beatrice Lady Orange. Scoring in the ball game today, leading scorer for Seward was Courtney Zaginoff. She had 15 points in the ball game. Zaginoff, 6 out of 9 from the field today, 3 out of 4 from 3-point territory. Scores of 15 points. She grabs 3 rebounds. Hannah Taverdi had 13 points today. She was 4 out of 16 from the field, just 1 out of 7 from 3-point territory. Hit 4 free throws, pulled down 3 rebounds. So Hannah Taverdi had 13 points. And then Beth Boslowski wraps up her career at Seward. She scores 11 points. Only one other girl scored in the ball game today. That was Katie Hughes. She had 7 points. Meanwhile, for Beatrice, they were led by Jill Faxon. She ends up with 12 in the ball game. Then we had Hannah Barnard. She finishes with 7. Alicia Armstrong had 6 points, and Taylor Burr had 4. Chantel Adams had 6 points for Beatrice in the ballgame here today. So Seward wraps up their season, a record of 26 wins and no losses on the season. They've won 101 games in a row. Meanwhile, Beatrice will conclude their season with a mark of 18 wins and 4 losses. So 3 games down, 3 games yet to go here on ESPN Radio. Coming up next at about 4:30 today, we're going to have Crofton up against Lutheran High Northeast. We'll take a little break here. This is actually the first session officially here in Lincoln, so we'll take a little break. We'll come back with Crofton and Lutheran High Northeast at 4:30 this afternoon. Then at 6:30, we'll have Omaha Central and Lincoln South meeting, Southeast meeting in Class A. And then in the Class D2 final will be the final one of the day. It'll be Howells and Wynot. Again, that one goes at about 8:30. So 3 games down, 3 games yet to go. We'll break away. We'll come back here at the Bob Devaney Sports Center at about 4:25 here this afternoon. Get to the Class C2 final between Crofton and Lutheran High Northeast. So congratulations to our first 3 winners. Sandy Creek wins in Class C1. The Cougars beat Minden 51-45, and Sandy Creek also picking up more hardware just a few minutes ago as the Cougars also won the Sportsmanship Award in Class C1. So not only are they going to bring home the trophy, they're also going to bring home another trophy as Russ Neimeyer and his team and his fans picking up the Sportsmanship Trophy in Class C1 for the girls' state tournament. So Sandy Creek wins in C1. Guardian Angel Central Catholic wins in D1 with a 49-43 win over Humphrey. And the Seward wraps up their victory over Beatrice today, winning by the score of 46-35. So we'll be back about 4:25 this afternoon here on ESPN Radio. So for now, I'm Mike Will, wishing a very pleasant good afternoon from Lincoln.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports.